Indie Author Confidential. Secrets No One Will Tell You About Writing, Volume 3. Written by M. L. Ron. Read by Mike, courtesy of Google Play Books Auto Narration. Copyright 2022 by the author. Production, copyright 2022 by the author. Introduction. This volume covers the fourth quarter of 2020, the year to end all years. I don't know about you, but I'll be glad to see the end of this year. It was my best year ever for sales, but it was emotionally difficult. I'm looking forward to seeing what 2021 brings. Volume 2 of this series covered my efforts to improve my author infrastructure so that I could have a more stable business heading into 2021, as well as the start of my Beast Mode Challenge, where my goal was to write as many books as humanly possible. This volume is decidedly more marketing-focused. I harvested a lot of opportunities that I planted for myself in Volumes 1 and 2. I wanted to finish 2020 strong. In fact, my challenge for the fourth quarter was amnesia mode. What if I woke up one morning, knew nothing about marketing, and had to learn it all over again? I tried to challenge the marketing knowledge I already knew to see if I could push myself to another level. My core strategic priorities. As a refresher, my mission is to create content that entertains and/or educates my audience, preferably both, while staying nimble. I do this by focusing on five strategic priorities. Become a world-class content creator. Become a world-class marketer. Become a technology-driven writer. Become a data-driven writer. Become the writer of the future. I believe these five priorities are the most important for me to have a long-term sustainable career. What's in this volume? In the previous volume, I discussed my Beast Mode Challenge. In this volume, I'll share what worked, and a very real and unfortunate price I paid for writing so many books in a short amount of time. I share my journeys into amnesia mode and some important marketing actions that helped me make a lot more money this quarter. I also stumbled upon the rare opportunity to give a TED Talk, and I had to prepare a pitch. To use the cliché, I pitched like my life depended on it. I'll find out the results by the time I publish the next volume. Last time, I described natural language processing and how I believe I can use it to create a tool to help me catch errors that my editor has made in the past before I send them to her. I made some more progress in that area. I also took a new job in the corporate world, one that forces me to use Microsoft Excel at a master level every day. That has done wonders for my data analysis adventures. I also detail my 2021 strategy and how I plan to start the year strong. I share all of my tactics in nitty-gritty detail. Hopefully, you'll find something useful in it. And, as always, I came up with some pretty unique and interesting ideas for you to steal too. There's plenty to explore, and hopefully, this book will inspire you to think differently about your writing business. Thanks for reading this very experimental series. My sincerest hope is that it helps you in some way. M. L. Ron, Des Moines, Iowa. December 5, 2020. Become a world-class content creator. Setting as an ecosystem. I'll start off this volume with a craft lesson. I am a big fan of British-Canadian thriller author Arthur Haley. Haley is lesser known today, but he was a household name in the 60s and 70s, with one of his books, Airport, made into a 1970 major motion picture with Burt Lancaster and Dean Martin, among other stars. Haley's books focus on events taking place in a single location. Airport takes place in an airport, featuring employees of the airline industry. Hotel is a thriller with events taking place almost entirely inside a historic hotel in New Orleans, Louisiana, with the hotel's assistant manager as the hero. The Money Changers takes place in a bank, with bank employees as the heroes. I love the branding and consistency. Haley is an amazing storyteller too, using the five senses and other mega bestseller techniques to keep you hooked. To this day, I'm amazed at how an author could make airports interesting.